Good
Everybody hear
job.
That? There you go. Nice. Continue.
I didn't even have to say anything.
And my computer didn't crash, so we're good. All right, we got Debbie Murphy coming in. I will share screen. Hold on 1 second.
Hi, Debbie. Oh, she's connecting to audio. She can't hear yet. Okay, well, let's go ahead and...
Everybody see that?
Yep, got it.
Perfect.
Okay, well, let's, what time is it? 6:03, a couple minutes late, but let's go ahead and call this meeting to order and make introductions. It looks like I see Len, Karen, and Jeff Condit and Chase. I see Jeremy Jones, Bob Short, Aaron Bruner, and Debbie Murphy. And that seems like everybody on there. So I guess is that all that you see too, Chase? I'm on split screen.
Yeah, I got Debbie just came on. I had her own written down before that.
Okay, perfect. Well, we don't need to do introductions because everybody's name is on there. It's great. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump in. Is there any public comment? Item number 2, you use this time for public comment. Hearing none. Okay, let's go ahead and get to number 3 then. So we have an agenda to approve. I think we need a motion to approve the agenda as presented. Anybody want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Okay, well, let's vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, number 3 agenda is approved. Okay, so we've got some meeting minutes to approve also, right, Chase?
I'm not muted, right? Okay. The September 8th, 2022 meeting, and then also the October 5th special meeting, single line item agenda, personnel issue, are the two that are outstanding.
Okay, so Did everybody have a chance to review
that?
Yeah, I'll move to approve the minutes of the meetings of September 10th and October 5th as presented.
Second.
Okay, let's vote. All in favor to approve as presented? Say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved. And I will send, Amanda just texted me, Chase. She said she's trying to call in, but the number's not working. I'm not sure what number she's trying to call into. Let's see. 253. I'm going to tell her to try one more time.
1253-215-8782.
Yeah. Hey, this is Debbie. I had the same issue. I had actually was forced to join by Zoom. I tried it like 5 or 6 times without being able to get on just via phone.
Huh.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Debbie.
Did it not even allow you to, like, the number did not work at all?
The number worked, and then it would ask for the meeting ID, and I put it in, and then it would just fail anyway.
Hmm.
So it was bizarre. It's not a issue I've had before.
It worked for me. I dialed in by meeting ID and passcode, so I don't know. That is weird.
You're just more talented.
No, not when it comes to computers. No.
Well, anyways, what I was going to say was I'll go ahead, Chase, and send her and you the Word document for the president's message. That way, when you go to upload the meeting minutes, you can have that document attached also. I think that goes into a little more detail. So
that might be why Gary's not here yet, too.
I'm wondering. Yeah. Anne Marie, I know she usually calls in.
There's no way to resend the invite, is there?
No, that is the invite. I mean, I cut it down because it gives you all sorts of different numbers to call. I wonder why it's not.
Yeah, and I tried the Tacoma one. So Karen, did you try a different one maybe?
No, I just dialed in on my computer with the meeting ID and passcode. So you wanted to dial in just for the audio by phone?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. Oh, it just wouldn't work. I just used the first number of the options.
I misunderstood. I'm sorry. I did not try that.
Let me hold on a second here real quick.
Amanda says that she enters the number and then it just kind of hangs up.
Huh. Let's see. Oh, wait, there it is.
Houston number seems to work okay.
Passcode, the same meeting ID, 837-0550-802-416. I mean, I guess I could, well, I don't know if reporting it right now is going to do any good. It looks like and Jeff Condit, you came in clicking the link, correct? So Gary's here now. Maybe he had the same problem.
I was able to get in just with
the link. We're having issues getting on to the Zoom call. So I'll just put you on speaker on my phone if you want. Does that work? Did you try the Houston number also?
Gary just came in. Gary, did you have trouble getting in?
How weird. Okay, well, I'm gonna put you on speakerphone for now until we figure it out. Bye. Okay, we've got Amanda on speakerphone on my phone. So she's listening to my computer audio and talking through my speakerphone. So we'll see if that works.
Hey, Gary, were you able to dial in? Technical difficulties.
Can you hear us okay, Gary?
He's muted.
So Amanda joined right now, 609, 610.
Say that again, Chase.
Amanda joined right now. Is that who's on speaker?
She's on my cell phone.
Okay. So 609. All right.
Yep. Is there any issues, Mr. Condit or Debbie? Is there any issues with us continuing if the public can't call into this number very well?
Jeff, you're muted.
No, as long as there's an alternative to get in and they could join on Zoom, then I think we're okay. We've done what we needed to do from a legal standpoint. It's unfortunate that they can't get in, though.
Well, let's just make a note. Let's just make a note of this then, Chase, to I'll send out an email so Marie and anybody else that's interested knows. But if they want a copy of the minutes, or not a copy of minutes, but a copy of the Zoom meeting or something, maybe we could find a way to send this recording to her.
Okay.
She needs it for anything. I mean, we could post it too. I mean, that's kind of the idea, but well, let's just go ahead and keep chugging along and we'll see.
Have we had a verification from Gary that he can hear us?
I just texted him. I haven't heard back yet.
Okay.
Let's see. He's on here. It's showing him. And you were able to call in on the Houston number, Rob?
No, it rings for a second, then it hangs up. I couldn't even put my meeting ID in it. It just like dials, you know, makes the dial tone, and then it just goes, boop, hangs up.
We got Susie Doll County.
Hi, Susie.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Did you have any issue getting in?
No, I just now attempted. I don't see any video or anything, and it didn't give me the option to update any contact information on me.
Okay. Yeah, we haven't, for some reason, our the Tacoma number and the Houston number on the invite are giving people fits today for some reason.
Oh, no.
So, but thanks.
All I did was click on the Zoom meeting.
Yeah, I came in through the link. Okay.
I just texted Gary again, asked him if he could hear us, but I haven't heard anything back. So let's see.
I wonder if recording this thing is what's throwing it for a loop.
Let's try it. Let's turn the recording off for a second and see if people can get in. Okay. All right. Did you have any luck unmuting Gary?
It can. The only thing I can do is ask to unmute. He has to approve it or do it himself. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, Gary, if you hear anything you don't like, just text me. We'll see if we can. We'll go. We'll slow down a little bit, and that way, if we need to do anything, you can text me or. I've got Amanda on this line, or I was going to say you could call to this phone number too, but I don't know how to have three people on the phone at the same time.
Well, he can call me too. That's fine.
Okay. Well, Gary, if you can hear us, you can call, call Karen if you want, and she can put you on speakerphone. If not, just text me. Where were we at, Chase? Number five,
I think? Yes.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and jump into that. Nothing too robust as far as the president's message goes tonight. I do have one thing I just want to touch on. I'm happy to report Chase and I had a great meeting with Alex Rains from the city of Scappoose.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, it was awesome. We met her on the 21st, and aside from making introductions and exchanging contact info, we provided Alex with some background information about the SDIC, you know, who we are and what we do. And she seemed familiarized with our existence, but not necessarily with maybe much more than that. We discussed the status of the Scappoose Stormwater Master Plan, which Chase is going to touch on in his manager's report. Nothing earth-shaking there. And then we also discussed utilizing the council chambers room for our long-range planning meeting with SDAO. And ironically, Alex has extensive experience with long-range planning herself. And she utilizes a pretty robust long-range planning system for the city and manages that. And so she was kind enough to offer to be a resource for us once we get our program up and running. So I thought that was pretty cool. So that's about it. Any comments, questions, or concerns about the message? Okay, well, let's roll right into number six, company financial review and expenditures. You want to pull those up, Chase?
Let me open up. I got to open up one more file. Okay, so the transaction list, as everyone has seen, basically the major items were pretty standard. The only thing that there was some Red Hills timber invoice, that was the excavator mower we'd rented to work on some of the benches on the Riverward side. Of the levy, Janelle had requested a $12,000 state pool transfer. I would like to actually increase that to $32,000. Specifically, since then, we received the Ness Campbell invoice for pulling the Evans pump, the spray application, and the tree cutter slash chippers invoices is coming in, and it's going to be right around $20,000. So a grand total of about $32,000 is what I, and those will most likely be paid at the payroll check drafting time. I kind of sent out an email to everybody to give you a heads up on that. Is there any other questions?
Did you hear that okay, Amanda?
Yeah.
Okay. No, everything looked pretty straightforward to me. I'm, I think Karen already commented on the trapper. And so that was the only thing that kind of stood out to me, was kind of surprised we haven't trapped anything yet, but.
He got a couple in July, but nothing major. He's just kind of holding off until October is usually when it starts picking back up again. So
does he usually wait till he has a certain number before he invoices, or?
No, but he doesn't really like to do it if it's only onesies and twosies. So,
right.
And there's definitely some activity starting up again, we've noticed around. So I'm expecting next month we'll definitely have an invoice.
Okay. Did you guys hear that okay?
Yeah, I did. And there's definitely activity on that East Smith ditch again. And that's why I called him last week, is to definitely get him in there.
So what property is it that, is it, whose property is it, Amanda? That,
it's on the Smith property, right? Oh. Where the dam is, there's a ditch that takes off into the middle of the Smith property, so right there.
Yeah, but you were saying the beaver lives somewhere else, right? That was the issue?
So originally, I don't remember if it was Jeff Mapes or who it was that said, don't travel too far off, just trap what's in our beach. Because I'm kind of silly if you don't know.
Sure. Okay. So you're aware of that. Chase, you said you already talked to him?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have any issues with him? I mean, does he, I'm assuming he traps. I mean, I've seen, he traps elsewhere besides right along the ditches, right? Doesn't he trap kind of just throughout the district?
Yeah, he kind of goes around wherever he sees activity.
Okay.
And then we'll trap on that. I'm not aware of the issue that Amanda raised. I'll talk to him about it, though.
Okay.
Especially if he can find their house.
Yeah, Chase is going to talk to him, Amanda. And I don't think I'll speak for myself, and then the board can comment, obviously, but I don't have any issue. He's trapping animals that are causing issues within the district, whether it's along a drainage ditch or a different type of ditch. If it's something that's that obvious, then I think we should go ahead and take care of it. So Len, how do you feel about that? You and Karen and Gary have any comment to that?
I mean, we've got to basically trap as much as we can for both the nutria and the beaver, because it's, they're our adversaries.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Okay, so we need a motion to increase the state pool transfer, right, Chase?
Yes.
From the $12,000 to $32,000.
And approve the transactions. Last time we did it in all one motion.
Okay. Anybody want to take a crack at that? Yeah, we need to approve the transaction list, and we also need to increase the state pool transfer to
$32,000.
Okay, I move to approve the finances as presented and the state
pool transfer of $32,000.
Okay, anybody second? Karen's on mute, but I saw her lips. Sorry,
I'll second.
All right, perfect. Okay, all in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. That work, Chase?
Yep, it works for me. I'm just kind of jotting notes. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm taking notes down too, so don't rush.
Or minutes.
It's okay. You left the note taking or the minute taking in good hands. I can almost read my chicken scratch, and I'm sure Chase is much better.
Okay, looks like manager's report is next. Go ahead and jump in.
By the way, Gary voted aye. He just texted me.
Perfect. Thanks, Gary.
All Okay, so the big thing is, of course, everyone knows the Evans pump was removed last month. It is, the motor went to Reed and the pump went to Bay Valve in Longview. I guess I can start my video, sorry. The big thing was, is Rob and I ran out there last week for the cavitation damage. It was pretty extensive. They wanted to meet with us, kind of go over a plan they had to repair it. There was a representative there from the Belzorna Corporation. Basically what the plan is at this point is to rebuild the damage back to the standard tolerances of what the diffuser housing would be as new. And then they're going to remachine it down several thousandths of an inch and then actually build it back with a elastomeric resin. And basically that elastomeric resin is the cavitation protection. It's probably, it'll buy us a little bit of time, but it'll help offset some of the cavitation under normal circumstances, we're hoping. And then being that the whole diffuser was as weak as it was, they're actually going to reinforce the outside of the diffuser housing with a carbon fiber. It's what they call a Belzona super wrap. It's a carbon fiber, fiberglass kind of resin that helps, will help hold the structure as it is. I said on here, I'm still awaiting a cost estimate. I knew exactly what was going to happen as soon as I put that in and sent this off. I was going to get a cost estimate, and I did get one. So the cost estimate to fix the cavitation damage, the original estimate was around $7,000. And I had them bid that as part of the original bid because we knew it was damaged. The original bid for the cavitation was around $7,400. The new bid is around $12,290. It takes our cost to repair the pump from the original estimate of $21,566 to $26,450. And there was a small change to the motor. The original estimate was $9,542. The new estimate is $11,302. That was mainly for, there was some bearing, the bearing housings had some wear that needed to be repaired. So the new bearings would fit flush. And that's kind of been the big issue with that. As I'll touch on later, the individual that's actually repairing this pump at Bay Valve, kind of his world is pumps. That's all he does is pumps. And so we're actually having him, I sent him over a bunch of literature regarding the Evans pump stations, the sump configurations. He has all of our pump information, the pump curves, along with the configuration of the pumps in the sumps and the cavitation umbrellas or suction umbrellas. And he's actually been working up what they call a sump design drawing with regard to that. And he's hoping to have us some information back about that here shortly. And I'm hoping next week, I'm actually going to try to have him out and dewater the current number one sump. They're all identical, and have him actually look at the sump as is in its current configuration to help him with his kind of analysis of the problem we're having with cavitation. The number one Johnson float switch failed. That was kind of an ongoing process, and we ended up swapped it out and fixed it. As you probably noticed, there's been a lot of tree chippers and spray application going on the perimeter and sub levees, basically 7.5 miles of the perimeter levee. The entire sub levee and multiple pump access roads have been sprayed. Basically everything from the Coon Island Marina north, the trees are gone. I was a little bit concerned how slow this process was going, but after watching these guys work, most of the work was on the riverward side of the levee, which most of you know is oversteepened and a lot of riprap. These guys were actually having to cut the trees out of the riprap, winch them up onto the levee to get them chipped and hauled away. It was definitely a slow process, but I think looking back on it, I actually think these guys did a really good job. And I'm hoping to keep continuing as the budget allows. Kind of where we are, the Evans are off. Santosh Evans draining through the north tide gates. The interior pumps are running very little. Of course, the Kessie's off for irrigation. Sternberg is off because the ditches were just cleaned. The Hoven pump is, it's literally dry. It's something I've never seen before. It's below the sump. It hasn't ran in months. I'm not really sure what's going on out there, but either way, the pump's not running, so that's good. The weeds at the cherry orchard have been pretty extensive. It's bi-daily or every other day cleaning, and it's a lot. As Amanda touched on too, the beaver dam on East Smith was removed. East Smith ditch was removed, and we're really watching that right now for beaver activity. And the Sternberg pump, basically the entire ditch system was cleaned by Cal Portland. Thank you, Cal Portland. And they actually did a really good job of spreading the spoils out, and hopefully that'll all get farmed in here in the next month or two. Basically what we have is next week, the levee mowing is going to show up. I kind of pushed it back a little bit later than I really wanted to, but I wanted to make sure that the blackberry herbicide application had a chance to take hold before we mowed the blackberries. The toe drains, we're still working on those. And as I touched on earlier, the guy at Bay Valve is looking at our sump configuration. I'm really hoping to get some good information back from him here in the next couple weeks. And I wanted to last month, I didn't get around to it, but I definitely need to this month, is do a perimeter levee boat tour, especially with the river being as low as it is. I'm still in the process of working on a draft employee handbook. I'm kind of trying to meld different handbooks we've received from various entities kind of together to put something together that's more suitable to the SBIC. And then of course that'll be submitted for board approval, discussion, feedback and everything. But I just kind of wanted to get a draft together to get that process started.
Hey, so on that personnel one, did you get the conditions of employment draft? Did I send that to you already or no?
Yes, I have that. Okay. So I have basically all the, I took the stuff I got from everybody. I have it all together in one spot, and I'm just kind of trying to, all of it has, I think, stuff that's relevant, but just trying to sort it out and put it into a one readable process is what I'm working on.
And that's just a rough draft. So if there's anything you want to take out before we submit it to the board, that's totally fine. I took probably 80% of the stuff out from the source that I got it from. So I tried to make it relevant for our application as well.
No, I definitely like it. And I'm going to hopefully pull that into the overall employee handbook, if you will. Perfect. Is there any questions so far on anything, especially infrastructure operations?
Poor Gary's on mute.
If you wanted to do the boat tour, we probably should get to that. Otherwise, it's going to get too wet and cold, and the river will get higher. But if otherwise, we can wait until next summer.
You have a boat, Chase, or
how does that work? I'm actually probably going to. The kids are out of school tomorrow, and so I'm probably going to take them on a boat trip.
Perfect. Nice.
We have a boat too, if needed.
Mine has a cabin in the heater.
Ah.
It'll be 80 degrees tomorrow. You don't need a heater. Cool.
408. I really haven't had any communication with Cabinet Materials recently. I know they had some turnover in the upper echelons of management. I thought we'd have heard something by now, but I have not. The accreditation, like I said, so the city of Scappoose indicated they did get the funding through the Business Oregon grant. We kind of all aware of that at the last meeting. The contract with West apparently has been executed. I'm assuming they provided the engineering that West was required to rerun the mapping. That's really, it's not our engineering or anything. It's city of Scappoose, and I believe Air Park. And so they're hoping to have that done by the end of October. And so we'll see if that comes through. Jeff was able to merge the bylaw amendment to our current bylaws. I have clean copies of that. I'll get those posted to the website. So it's, we have our official bylaws on there versus the bylaws in process. As everyone knows, the SWOT analysis contract's been signed. We're basically just waiting on meetings and getting that process rolling. And the city of Scappoose stormwater.
Chase, before you jump into the stormwater, yeah. Karen, was there anything you wanted to add to best practices?
Sorry, yeah, I do. Do you want me to just wait till Chase finishes, or should I do that now?
Let's go ahead and do it now while we're on best practices.
Okay. All right. Just some updates. We've been in contact with Terry Dressler about getting this organized and getting going on our priority planning process. George Dunkel is also going to attend our first priority planning session, which will not affect the cost of the process for us, but she just wants somebody there to take notes. She says that's helpful to have two people, and we already know George, so I hope that's okay with everybody. It looks like November 29th. Rob, is that one of the dates?
Yeah, the 29th.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the date that George and Terry are also available. So I hope everybody can make themselves available for that. Let me see here. So obviously that room will need to be booked. And I think Rob is already on that. And then there will need to be proper notice with an agenda. We would still need, George is just taking the notes for their purposes, but we would still need to have minutes of that meeting. We probably should figure out how long the meeting is and if we need to plan for lunch. We also need to decide if we need Todd Graham present to do any recording actually not recording, but what am I trying to say? Do we need Todd Graham present to make it so that people can listen in?
Yeah. So by law, we have to provide virtual participation because it is going to be an actual meeting.
And it's a public meeting. And so we are just working. It's a work session. We're not making any decisions. We probably won't be allowing public comment at that point. But people can listen in. And so we probably need to arrange for Todd or somebody to help us make that happen. And then the next step after that session on the 29th is Terry drafts a document for us, like a priority planning document. And then we have a follow-up session with her, which she said could be in person or by Zoom. It wouldn't be as long as the first session. And that session would be a time to go over the draft and add, subtract, whatever. And then the third step is that the document would need to be approved at a regular monthly meeting, the next regular monthly meeting after we finish it. So, and we can, you know, any changes we desire, you know, we can make. Let me see, I think I skipped something. Oh yeah. So actually backing up the truck a little bit, before we actually have the priority planning session, board members and Chase, we can all expect a contact from Terry individually to get your input to start with so that she can, you know, plan the meeting for us. And so that, you know, she should be reaching out to all of you for that. And we would just need to figure out at which point we invite the public to comment. We need to provide that opportunity, and we should. So we just need to kind of sort that out. We can actually sort that out at our meeting when we're doing our, the priority, actual main priority planning session at the city hall. We can we can sort that out then too. We don't have to decide that tonight. But that's basically the gist of what Terry has outlined for us. I'm looking forward to it. Any questions?
I think you covered it.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome job. Yeah. Awesome job. I'm looking forward to that. And I think Terry is too. Lendy, were you going to say something? I didn't mean to talk over you.
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's going to be exciting. And we have that room on the 29th. It's ours for the taking from 1 to 5. It doesn't have to be 4 hours, but it can't.
Well, Terry was hoping for 6, but she said she could work it out in 4. And, you know, we can have snacks. It'll be okay.
Okay.
We'll make it. We'll survive. We can do it.
Wanted to have, if we do the 1 to 5, we know the staff is there. So they can lock up and close up.
Right.
So
she said she could make 4 hours work. And especially if everyone talks to her in advance of the meeting, I think that will expedite things, you know, especially you, Chase, with your, I know you've been gathering a list of priorities and she's very interested in that, obviously. So
Chase, did I hear that you're going to talk with Todd about that or?
So what I'll do is I'll get a hold of Todd. It worked. I thought it worked really well last time having him facilitate that virtual part of it.
I think so too. Yeah. Well, if you've got Todd, I'll take care of food. I'll talk with the city and see what the food rules are for that room.
Yeah. Because I think it's beneficial, especially trying to, I'm not familiar with the city council chamber virtual setup. And so it's just, it'll basically, if we don't have Todd, it's going to take one person away from the meeting, essentially.
No, not you, please. Yeah. So let's get Todd. That's fine.
Well, if Todd's not available, the city has a fellow that Johnson that basically operates all of our economic development meetings and our 50-year meetings. So they are well equipped for the process. They've got a big screen on the wall and they've got all the telecom that we need.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks for that. Cool. Well, that's great. Okay. So what's...
Do we need a motion to set that meeting? Jeff Condit?
Good question.
Yeah, I would do that so it gets on as an official meeting.
Because we'll set the meeting. So at the end of the agenda, we will set, of course, next month's monthly board meeting. But let's go ahead and add... the November 29th, because that's technically a meeting. So we need to notice it and we might as well do it now.
Do you want me to move?
Let's wait till we get to upcoming meetings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Alrighty. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else have anything for best practices we want to add?
That's probably enough for us right now, don't you?
So I'll just go ahead and jump through here on the stormwater master plan. We, like everyone else, are waiting for the draft of that from the city of Scappoose. I thought it was going to be the end of September, but it's obviously been pushed back. Rental home. I don't have anything to add on rental home.
I don't either. It's all up to date. There's no issues and the rent has been paid.
So the only thing I have for legal is the subpoena we received. I have sent Jeff Condit over a thumb drive last week, I believe, first part of last week. It contained basically all of the Western Resources Legal Center's FOIA requests that we complied with last year, plus the updated minutes and I believe a letter from the Western Resources Legal Center. And then he is in the process of working through that for attorney-client privilege. And I still need Amanda and Gary to search their emails, and then that will hopefully satisfy the communication part of the subpoena.
Did you hear that, Amanda? You still on there?
I did, and I guess my apologies for not actually calling you about that, but any communications like that, I think, would have happened before I was really on the board, and I didn't ever receive communications from anybody or about any of that stuff, so I'd have nothing that is useful.
Okay. Fair enough. And that's the only things you were waiting on, right?
And Gary, yeah. I don't think he, it's basically just need to do a quick email search. I sent over the directions that Todd had sent us.
Yeah.
And then hopefully I can put all those into Outlook PST files and then send that to Jeff Condit, and he can scrub for attorney-client privileges in case something gets pulled through in that search that's not. Hey, Jeff, I think you could probably, you want to elaborate kind of where we're at on this process?
Yeah, I think we have got all of the compiled documents except for the couple of the outstanding board email searches. I've created a file at the firm, and I'm just going through it to make sure that there is no attorney-client privilege or other privileged information in that. It's unlikely, but I still have to sift through all of those emails and documents to make sure. And that's taken some time, but hopefully we'll be able to respond, if not tomorrow, then Monday or Tuesday, and be done with it.
What's the deadline, Jeff?
Well, we set up a deadline for last week. We had a 2-week deadline, and then I got an extension, and then I emailed counsel that we would need another extension, and if we don't have it ready to go tomorrow, I'm going to say we need another extension into next week, but we should be able to get it done by next week.
Okay, great.
And they've been very good about it so far, about, you know, with reducing the scope a little bit and giving us the extra time, and they realize that this is a small agency and part-time staff, so they've been good to work with.
Well, thanks for facilitating that.
Okay, with that, anybody have any questions about that? Any board members, anything, follow up? Okay.
I think Gary was trying to say something, but we can't hear him now for some reason. So we'll just see if he can find another way to let us know what he wants to say.
I'm going to call him after the meeting, just okay. In case. So whatever thoughts or anything he has, I'll write down also.
Okay. I'd asked him to call me if he wanted to. And I think he's concerned about feedback. So that's probably good, Rob, if you'll do that.
Yep. No problem.
So basically moving on to Mercury. So we submitted this plan back in September, September 2nd, which it was actually the end of August. September 2nd was a deadline. I did receive a couple follow-up questions from Andrea Matsky, which is our DEQ liaison or contact. And there's just a couple quick questions that she wants us to just kind of update as part of our TMDL plan. Doesn't seem very involved, but either way, we did, for whatever reason I'm unaware of, the DEQ decided to give drainage districts and water conveyance entities a 6-month extension for this process. So I'm glad for the extension, but I don't think we're going to need that. And the only other thing after that is the taxes. Janelle's worked with our accountant and they are completed. And I talked to Amanda, I believe yesterday or the day before, and for signing, and she got kicked into her junk box, but we got it all figured out and she's, I believe, signed it, sent it off. So
awesome.
We are compliant there. Any other questions on anything else?
What's the next step? I was multitasking. I apologize if you've already said this, but what's the next step for the TMDL even after the extension? We submitted our plan and they have acknowledged the receipt, but our plan was basically just our operating plan, right? I mean,
and that's essentially all it is, but they have what they call approved. And I'd have to look, I skimmed through it briefly. Like I said, I just got it a couple days ago. Actually, I got it when I was typing this up, so I decided to throw it in. I'd have to double check. I don't want to speak out of turn
exactly. No, that's fine. I mean, put you on the spot either. I'm just curious. It almost seems ambiguous. I mean, with this whole plan, and then we submit it, and then they, you know, I don't know. I just don't know what the conclusion is going to be. Do we get a certificate or something, or do we?
Yeah, they have a yeah, they have a matrix is what they call it, and then they approve it. And so
gotcha.
So. You're doing a great job, Chase. It's amazing. Also, I don't know if you noticed this for the minutes. I think we hadn't mentioned this, but Jeff Wanker joined the meeting at some point too.
Yeah, I see Jeff and I see Wyatt. Did you get both of them, Chase?
Yeah, Jeff Wanker was 6:24. Wyatt, I did not get a time. I apologize.
Wyatt, are you on there? What time did you call in?
6:14. Had some Zoom troubles.
Yeah. Really? You're the only one we've heard that from. Yeah.
The meeting ID would not work. I was having a heck of a time. But finally got on. So hello, everybody.
We're hearing that a lot today.
Well, thanks for being on, Wyatt.
So it ended Wyatt, it ended up working using the meeting ID and passcode.
Yeah, finally. Yeah, it took me about 15 tries, but I finally made it.
Man, I don't know what's going on.
I got sick of hanging up on you. Finally let him in.
Yeah, it's like he's just got consistent. Come here, let him in.
Well, thanks for the manager's report, Chase. That was great. It's nice to see that the TMDL stuff is somewhat coming to a conclusion and we're moving forward with a lot of these things. So I don't think anything's really stagnant.
I took it off of the agenda thinking, oh, we don't have to deal with this anymore. I got the email and it's back.
Once we get our gold star that says we're in compliance. Yeah. They'll say, pay this fee so you can be in compliance.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. You're all good as long as you pay this small nominal fee to be
here. Right. Wait to see that. Okay, we made it through the manager's report. Like I said, great job. Number 8, upcoming meeting. So I think at this point, Chase, we wanted to schedule the meeting for November 10th and for the 29th.
Yeah.
I think everybody agrees with you. So we need a motion to do the 29th, right? Motion to schedule me on the 29th.
Yeah, because this meeting would have been approved with the agenda, so it would be an addendum to agenda. So if we made a motion to approve the board of directors meeting for the November 29th.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, let's vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. So what are you going to need in order to notice that? We're going to need an agenda, but how descriptive is it going to need to be, do you think?
I'm just going to do basically, it's going to be a special meeting. I don't even think we have to take public comment in special meetings. It'll probably be a single line item agenda, just like our last special meeting. Okay. And I'll probably notice it before the November 10th, or I don't know if I'll do it before the November 10th because I don't want people to think that it's before that. So probably immediately after the November 10th meeting.
That's what I was thinking too.
That'll be the next meeting, but it'll at least be on the record. I'll put a teaser on the website on the carousel, but I'm not going to send out the email with agenda until after the next meeting.
I know there's going to be a lot of folks from the public that are going to want to know, you know, at what point in time. I think Karen already said this, so I don't want to beat a dead horse, but they're going to want to know at what point in time we will be expecting public comment. So we'll make sure that it's just in our conversations, if people do ask us, we don't intend on taking public comment at this meeting, but during this meeting, we're going to schedule time for that activity to take place, because it's going to be valuable to have their input. So,
yeah, no, and I think that's probably the key here too, is make sure is try to put as much information on the website as possible too, so it's not lost in translation. So,
I think Terry actually has some language that you can use for the agenda in terms of, you know, what we're going to be doing, you know.
Simple
phraseology that she recommends.
I probably should have brought this up during the operation side chase, but it just dawned on me when I'm looking back through my notes. Do you need anything? I mean, as far as the Evans pump repair, you're well within budget based on the quotes that you were presenting, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. But is there anything we need to do tonight that would hold you up in that process of getting it repaired or giving them the green light to go ahead and do what you want them to do?
No. So the Evans pump repair at this point is, we have 55,000. I think I was approved. We have 55,000 in the budget. So it's, and with the pump and motor repair to this point, we're at 37.
And so just to be crystal clear, if it's in the budget, you're authorized to spend it?
Correct. I believe that's correct, isn't that, Jeff? I think that's,
yes, and the board has actually previously approved that expenditure and authorized Chase to do it.
I thought so. Okay, perfect. Cool. Well, good.
Then 17, just over $17,000. And there's the only other big expenses would be the Ness Campbell crane invoices, and those are usually only a couple thousand bucks, so hoping we should be good there. I have already actually told Bay Valve to go ahead and start the repair process, just so, and it looks like we're going to be, I talked to him, I believe Friday or the day after I sent out the manager's report, and they're looking like a couple week turnaround on that diffuser repair. As Rob saw while we were there, the rest of the pump's basically done. It's sitting there on the ground painted, but the diffuser housing is what we're waiting on.
Cool. Oh, Gary texted me. He voted yes on the meeting motion, just so you know.
Perfect. Then it's unanimous.
I can show you on the phone. Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
I believe you. Very cool. Okay. Well, I have a couple action items that I have on my list, and please, I'm just trying to take some somewhat relative meeting minutes, but I didn't do a very good job with action items. So I'm going to call Gary after this. That's one of the things I need to do, just to follow up on anything, especially infrastructure wise. I'm sure he's got something to either ask about or comment on regarding the Evans pump repair. So I'll call him on that. And then I'm committed for the 29th. I'll get a head count as we get a little bit closer, but I'll talk with Susan. She's on vacation, I think, until Monday or Tuesday. So I'll talk with her next week and just make sure whatever kind of food or snacks we're going to have in there that we're following their rules. So I will take care of food for the 29th, and you're going to get a hold of Todd to check his availability, right, Chase? And then if he's not available, we can use the person that Lynn recommended from the city. So.
And Chase is going to do the noticing and the website and all that.
Yeah, you're going to do the website first, right? You said you're going to put that up a little bit early, but you're not going to do the notice till after the next meeting.
So yeah.
We need the state pool transfer, obviously.
Yep.
And what else? Gary needs to do his subpoena compliance. And I was taking notes too. I don't need anything else.
We got three people on these minutes. This should be the best set yet.
Yeah. And everybody should just be ready to speak with Terry Dressler before the meeting on the 29th. That's all.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, and Karen already touched on it, but just so everybody knows, she's going to reach out to us individually via phone, or I'm assuming it's going to be a phone call, but she's going to do a kind of a semi-formal interview to pick our brains as far as what we're thinking, as far as this process goes and our list of priorities. And we're not really associating a priority list or a priority number to each priority yet. We're just trying to get everything on paper and see what sticks. So
I'm really glad you said that, Rob. This just so anyone listening to the call is aware, there the priorities that we will be planning on at this point will be in no particular order.
Right. Perfect. Okay. Well, I think we've done number nine. We don't even need the motion to adjourn the meeting now anymore. I just have to hit the gavel wherever that's at. So thank you everybody for being on. Those from the public, thank you guys for being on, and board, always appreciate your time, and Chase, so, and Jeff. So have a great evening, everybody. And we
thank
will
you, Rob.
Thanks guys. Good night.
Good night.